This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You know how it is. You have to pay your bills. But the Treasury Department's warning that the U.S. could run out of cash to pay the nation's bills as soon as June 1st if there's no agreement in the debt ceiling crisis. President Biden and congressional leaders meet today at the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Time is also narrowing, with the president set to depart this week for the G7 summit in Japan.
We are still planning to leave as scheduled.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, a day after the president said he thinks a deal will be struck.
I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Testifying before Congress today, the heads of two of the three banks that failed recently. The Senate Banking Committee wants to know why those banks went under and what regulators could have done to avoid the calamities. This morning, Ukraine says it shot down Russian missiles aimed at Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. No casualties reported. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian officials say Russia's launched an intense air attack on Kyiv using a combination of drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. The head of Kyiv's military administration says that the missiles were struck down by air defense, the debris causing damage to at least one non-residential building. It's the eighth time this month that Russian air raids have targeted the capital, a clear escalation after weeks of lull and ahead of a much-anticipated Ukrainian counter-offensive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The investigation still underway in New Mexico, but the police chief of Farmington says it appears an 18-year-old who shot and killed three people and wounded six others, fired at random as he roamed the neighborhood. Police shot the man dead. No word yet on a motive. The price of gas is holding steady at $3.53 a gallon. This is AP News. Martha Stewart's got some new news.
Style guru Martha Stewart's tackling a new project. She's about to become the oldest woman to ever grace the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. There are a lot of things Martha Stewart has done in life. Founding a media company in 1990, impressing followers with her cooking and designing skills, saying in 2006,
I'm happy about my knowledge in so many different subjects that relating to living.
And now at age 81, she's posing for the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Stewart says she hopes it inspires other people to try new things, no matter what stage of life they're in. She's posted a video clip of the photo shoot in the Dominican Republic. Other women in the swimsuit edition coming out later this week: singer Kim Petras, actress Megan Fox, and model Brooks Nader. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.